I got a fly in my window, and you.
I have an echo. I can't hear it, and energy is off. And that's just a perfect segue to today's episode. There's a fly in my fucking soup, Ola.
Oh, I love your cup. Oh my gosh, I wish you guys could see the cup. It's
perfect. You're not supposed to see the cup.
Oh no. There's another segue. That didn't go right.
No. I was supposed to turn it this way.
Oh goodness.
Well, should we just start? Well, like I said, apparently this is what we need to be talking about right now. Yes, under these circumstances.
Right. So this episode's going to go kind of backwards. Now I'm going to hit the button and we're going to hear our fabulous jingle. How's that for the beginning?
The sad thing is that nobody has any idea. This is so fucking funny.
Nope. Maybe we'll post a video of this whole thing.
Oh my god, that's too funny. Well, let's fill people in. I have an echo in my ear, which is a little annoying when you're trying to record a podcast with somebody. And Ula, who do you have outside of your window?
It's actually on my window. A fly. Yeah. There's a fly buzzing between my blind and the window.
So these are the little nuisances of life.
And these are so perfect for today. So perfect for right now because the episode is called There's a Fly in My Soup.
Oh my god. And I mean, how many times have you had that moment where there's a fly in your freaking soup and you are disgusted by it and you want the waitress or the waiter to get it out immediately? And you might even respond to them with a bit of an edge, like you expect them to fix the problem as if it was them who made the fly land there to begin with.
Right. And if you are the waiter who put a fly in the soup, don't stop listening because this is not for you. If you have a bowl of soup in front of you and there's a fly in it, it's most likely a suicidal fly. So it is really no one's fault. I might have to edit this episode more than
I think so. Otherwise, it's going to be 30 minutes of us laughing. Oh, my God. So tell us more, Ula, about the suicidal fly. Do you guys remember those moments in high school or in elementary school where you had like your best friend and you went to church or something with them and you were supposed to be super quiet and you couldn't stop laughing? And then you got in trouble by your parents because you wouldn't stop laughing. This is it. We might lose some subscribers, so that's okay.
If you don't like laughing, then you might as well be the suicidal.
Yeah, we're not for you.
No. And that's okay. Not everything is for everybody. No.
Except this one topic that we're talking about, which is death. We are for you, and you'll get there eventually. So back to the suicidal fly.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, let's get back to the suicidal fly. So most likely in cases of fly in the soup, it is a fly that lands in there on its own. I doubt there is one waitress out there who is so mad at life that keeps putting flies in people's soup. But we take things personally. That is really the official topic. It only took us 6 minutes to get there.
We had a lot of energy that we needed to let out. Yes. Okay, so taking things personally. Now, when Ule and I got on this platform to get ready to record, I heard this echo. Mm-hmm. And we tried, I think I tried three times to make it go away. And finally, it was just like, fuck it. We started laughing and clearly we're not recording it. And I can still hear the echo, which is totally not my preference. But at the beginning, when it happened, I thought to myself, oh my God, this is happening because my energy isn't right. I'm doing something wrong. I'm not open. I am not fully present. And it's because I've had a lot of stuff going on this week, right? I've got visitors. My family is here. Routines have changed, right? Oh, I had some issues with the house that I'm in that are getting fixed. So coming today and hearing an echo, I'm thinking it's a reflection of me, which it is, because I'm the one that's creating this experience in this lifetime. But Ula, why is it not my fault?
Why is it all your fault? Because it's all our own fault. Unfortunately, we can't blame anything on anybody else. In life, it's always us. It's always you. It's always the person looking at you in the mirror. Unfortunately, that's how it is. But on the other hand, it's very simple when you realize that, oh, I can change this.
Mm-hmm. And I actually was hoping that you would tell me why it was not my fault.
Well, good luck with that.
The echo is not allowing me to pronunciate words correctly.
Well, the echo is probably not your fault per se. It's the energy that you were in when you jumped on this call to record this that created that echo. Because, yeah, FYI to anybody listening to this, I don't hear that echo.
So, well, I know. It's not that I hear voices in my head. But yes, it is only happening to me. Okay, so let's dive deeper into this. I'm just going to roll with the echo.
Yep.
The fly in the soup example is a good example to show how when something happens that we don't want, when something is unexpected, we look externally to assign blame. Mm-hmm. Right? And if we don't assign blame, like we're the ones that just like, okay, random fly in the soup, the waiter waitress might feel bad that it happened. They're taking on that responsibility for something that wasn't of their doing. Mm-hmm. And Ula, to your point, that's the fly is the one that decided to end its life by flying in the soup. And we can just acknowledge it for what it is and move on. But we have a tendency to take things so personally, and we view everything in the world as a reflection of ourselves, which is actually great. But we tend to default to the negative aspect mm-hmm. of ourselves. And this is a continuation of some of our past conversations that we might be influenced to feel like we're doing something wrong or fucking things up, that we're doing something bad or that we are bad. And in these situations, it's important to separate ourselves so that we're no longer feeling that we're viewing the world through that lens of personalization, but rather we can start to see the opportunities of what the world is reflecting to us about our own state in that moment.
And we get to choose how we view the world around us. We get to choose if we take on those things that we feel like, okay, this is personal, like this is somehow my fault. There is an other side to that. Like, you get to choose. You can go, like we've been talking about this on pretty much every single episode, that you're not going to be a bliss bunny forever when you get hold of this, all this thing, the things that we're talking about, but you get to choose. You get to choose if you stay in that state of, oh, I'm feeling guilty because X, Y, Z, or I'm feeling like this is my fault because the suicidal fly landed in the person's soup. You have a choice. And it's very liberating when you actually realize that, oh yeah, I really do. I really do have a choice here.
And the choice may not be that things can be different. Mm-hmm. Because when we are in that space where we feel bad, we feel like things are getting fucked up, and whether we're blaming somebody else or ourselves, our energy state is what we're having a hard time shifting.
Yes.
Right. But our brain tends to focus on the events that didn't go the way we wanted. What if it had been differently? What if somebody had said something different? What if the waitress or the waiter had made sure all the flies were out of the restaurant so that nothing can land in my soup? We go through all that in our brains and we completely neglect our energy. So I want to use an example, honey, because this happened this morning to me. My energy has been consumed with hosting and then dealing with some stuff with the house. So it's been a lot, right? And especially for somebody that moves through all of her days by herself in silence, doing whatever she wants, it's a big shift. And this morning I was taking a shower and I am conscious enough to notice that my energy isn't where I want it to be. And my mind started going to rehashing things. Mm-hmm. And that same spiral of so-and-so said this, and why are they so insensitive? And if only they could appreciate the impact they have on me, and why do we have to keep going through this every single year? And I caught myself then, and this is what I did that made a difference. Number one, it was, oh yeah, reset remedy. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am loved. And I repeated it immediately, honey, started feeling a shift in my body. Because it's like, oh yeah, wait, I am safe. Nothing's going to happen to me. If a person is not treating me the way I would like, it's not robbing me of anything unless I choose to give them something. And I'm secure enough in my own knowing of who I am that I don't need to give away anything. I don't need to feel bad about myself. I don't need to feel bad about them or the situation, right? I am protected. That's a big one because now I'm like, oh, wait, I have angels all around me and I have family that loves me and I have great people in my life and I've got me. I'm tending to myself right now in this moment and then I am loved. So this has took me to the second part, which is, until I felt my nervous system relax, I didn't go there. So I just kept repeating, I'm safe, secure, and protected, I'm loved. But once I felt my nervous system uncoil, I asked myself this question, what do you need right now? The first thing my brain said is for that person to be more sensitive. And then I'm like, nope. Because that's taking it outside of yourself, right? Yeah. Right? I need that person to be kind, to be respectful. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, no, honey, what do you need? I'm here tending to your needs. How can I best do that? Mm-hmm. And that is when, sweetie, I felt that little girl that was hurt by these comments that were being made. she's the one that's like, don't ignore me, please. Like, that didn't feel good. But I can respond in my state now and not identify with it. And this is a huge thing, you guys, because a lot of times when we get triggered, when we are upset about something that happens in our world, we feel like we aren't being honored or respected. Respected? Is that what I just said?
Respected.
Respected. What happens when you have a fucking echo in your ear?
It's more fun. I like it.
When you're in that state, it's really hard to tend to yourself and to remind yourself that you have that choice to not take things personally. So this is a way to get your power back in real time. And then once you start focusing on yourself and your own needs, you become more compassionate towards yourself. You become more loving towards yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is when you can reapproach that situation, that person, whatever it is, with more love.
I love that you brought up your reset remedy, because that is such a great way to bring your nervous system to a place of peace. And even for those people who have never meditated, we talk about meditating a lot. Gladys didn't call Reset Remedy as a meditation for the longest time because she was opposed to meditating. She didn't want to meditate. And I think it's a great first step. Even when you don't feel like I can quiet my head for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you can do this for a couple of seconds. You can repeat those little verses a few times, and it does help. It really, really helps. And another thing I want to mention here is that when you catch yourself and when you start catching yourself having those negative thoughts or trying to put the blame outside yourself or justifying why you feel guilty, it's okay. You're still not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can start feeling like, oh, I'm doing this wrong. So I did that wrong, and now I'm doing even this wrong, and there's something really wrong with me because I'm doing everything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. There's no wrongdoing at all. Simply choices.
Yeah. And that's such an empowering thing, honey, to recognize and to allow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to my sister earlier this week when she was visiting, and I was sharing how if we can practice more acceptance, right, of situations being what they are, like if we say something or act in a certain way that's not how we would have wanted, and we just accept that it happened, we accept other people and what they do, we can let ourselves be. We just need to be us. They get to be them. Mm-hmm. We relinquish that facade of control that if we only explain it the right way, if we only get upset enough times, if we only do this or if they only do that, everything would be better. When you accept what has happened and then you allow yourself and others to be who they are, you can then start celebrating the magic that's unfolding in real time. And we had a beautiful moment of just celebrating that she and I were having this conversation. How many people go through life and don't even pay attention to this? They're not conscious enough to recognize that they have choice.
We also tend to forget that every single thought that ever existed, it serves a purpose for someone. It might not be what we agree on, but it serves a purpose for someone. And that someone can be your loved one, and you don't have to feel offended by it, because you can choose to just feel that love. But you have to feel the love in yourself first. Because if, like, it doesn't matter if every single person in the world hated you and all you did was love, because their hate will not hurt you. Only the hate that you feel will hurt you.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Say that again, honey.
The people who hate you, their hate will not hurt you. Only the hate you feel will hurt you.
That's beautiful, sweetie. We should make that a quotable.
Yes, we should. We should make a book.
We are. We have two or three books already that are done.
We have lots of books coming up.
Yeah. So all of this, you guys, we recognize that it is easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in the midst of it, it's easy to default to old patterns. But do this for yourself if you really want to make these moments a little bit easier. When you acknowledge you're in it, give yourself a freaking gold star.
Yes.
That's it. I'm in it. Oh my God, I just caught it. I caught it. That's it.
If you've been living in the world where you are consumed about what other people are doing, or you're consumed about gossip, you're consumed with drama in your life, you are not going to start loving people around you and loving yourself the instant you decide that I want this to change. That's just not going to happen, because the energy is so strongly going the way that you've been doing it. So give yourself a break. Again, nothing, you can't fuck this up, and you're not doing anything wrong. So the gold star is a huge thing, because once you catch yourself, give yourself a gold star. You can't go cold turkey on this. It's, you know, like quitting smoking or quitting drinking, quitting anything. You can't go cold turkey.
Yeah, we become addicted to our own patterns of dysfunction. Mm-hmm. We really do. And to untangle ourselves is not a process of beating yourself up, and also not rehashing all the shit. And that's coming from a therapist. So keep this in mind. You don't have to replay everything and go through all of the emotions and all the yuckiness again. It's done.
Yeah.
But if you can accept it, which is just recognize what is, what's in front of you. I have no idea what I just said because the echo's getting in the way. Oh. If you can recognize what's in front of you for what it is without trying to change it, that's acceptance. And then recognize that your only job in that moment is to just focus on being you. And if being you means being pissy and you're going to own it and you're making that conscious choice, then celebrate that you are consciously owning your decisions and your actions. If your choice is to just pause and be in a moment of reflection and being like, oh my God, I just caught myself. This is amazing. That's worthy of celebration. Everything is all helping you get closer to that place of really connecting to who you are at your core and tending to what your needs and taking back control, that it's nobody else's job to bring you your happiness and your peace and joy.
Yeah. And it's when you feel trapped in something. I was actually listening to Abraham Hicks earlier this morning, and I don't remember what this woman was talking about, but anybody who's not familiar with Abraham Hicks, there's usually questions from the audience when she still had those in-person events. There was always questions from the audience, and the woman was, she was talking about her mother. And the relationship between her and her mother was very poor. And it was really interesting to hear her say over and over and talk over Abraham, saying that, yes, but she's doing this and she's so mean. And she's, and I felt her pain and the anguish. And I was like, you poor thing are so trapped into that thought pattern that you can't see that you have a way out of here. And there really is a way out, no matter how trapped you are. But you have to start catching yourself, and you have to start giving yourself those gold stars. And stop judging yourself too.
That's so true, honey. You guys, anytime that you catch yourself judging someone else or a situation, anything external to you, pause and realize that that is actually a reflection of something that you're judging within yourself. That is you telling the world that there's something within you that you're not loving or accepting, or that maybe needs a little more tending to. And if you can be open to this, because you can get triggered and be like, it's not me, it's the other person, I'm fine. But just do it from a place of curiosity. It's amazing what will come up. And you got to be in that place of curiosity. Because if you're defensive against it, then you're just going to stay defensive.
Yeah. Yeah. And then nothing will change. But if you are serious about change and you want to change even things and people around you, and this is coming from a very personal place right now. If you want people around you to change, you have to change.
Yeah. And
I am making that change in me right now. Because
there's
people that I don't want to behave the way they do. So I'm like, I'm just going to change me. And the results, they will change. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. There's a saying, I think it's Wayne Dyer maybe, who said that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just such a beautiful way to encapsulate what we're talking about today.
That fly in your soup is just suicidal. It's not the waiter.
Yeah. So, sweetie, I have a surprise for you that I didn't tell you.
Oh.
I think we should do a little guided practice, or what we would call a meditation in the real world.
Okay.
I'm still learning how to say that. feel comfortable with it.
We can call it a guided practice instead of guided meditation.
You know why I don't like using the word? Because everybody does freaking meditations.
Practice. It's a guided practice. I like it.
Yeah, but that's me having judgment about the fact that everybody uses that word. So.
It's a suicidal fly. Get out of the damn car.
So, we want to take you just through a very simple practice that you can use when you're feeling caught in that trap of judgment, of rehashing all the shit in your brain, and really not knowing how to get out of it so that you can start to release your grip on the discomfort. Okay. So with that, close your eyes. Take a really deep inhale, and on the exhale, envision all that trapped energy leaving your body. Big inhale. And on the exhale, all the words that were said, things that weren't said that you wish you could have, situations, people, all those energies that got you bunched up in a big coil, envision them leaving your body. And the next inhale, feel an expansiveness in your body. Where that old energy left, and now there's room for new energy. Start repeating to yourself, I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am loved. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am loved. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected.
I am deeply loved. Keep repeating those four phrases to yourself. Each time, feeling the reality of those words enter into your soul. Notice how your nervous system uncoils, your muscles loosen up a little bit more. And as you hear those words, I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am loved. You feel the reconnection to your source energy. Breathe into that source energy. Allow it to expand through all parts of your body, quieting your mind and soothing your heart. And as you allow yourself to bask in that expansiveness, Ula will guide you to the next part so you can walk free of those entanglements, that trapped energy, as you go about the rest of your day.
Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second and let it go. And with each breath, you breathe in love and you exhale all that junk that has been taking space in your body and in your mind. Breathe in and breathe out. I want you to do it three more times. Your own pace. And with your last deep inhale, I want you to imagine taking in a bright white protective light surrounding your entire body, shooting out of your fingertips, shooting out of your toes, shooting out on top of your head. And with that energy, you can walk into your day and you know that everything is always working out for you.
When you're ready, open your eyes. Take note of how you feel in every part of your body. Notice the relaxation in your brain. And go about this day knowing that you are an amazing rock star. You cannot fuck anything up in this life. What's done is done. So go squeeze those people that were the flies in your soup. Give yourself a big squeeze. And know that you are always, always, always exactly where you need to be.